business.
Thank you.
All right, here we go. Thanks, everybody.
And though they were sad,
Thanks, everybody. All right, thanks, everybody. Is everybody having a good time, huh? When we sing that line at the end, the sound they made was love. That's you guys. That's that thing. I mean it. That's the best thing that can ever happen. That's the best reaction anybody can ever give. But it's about giving love, you know. People complain all the time about not being love, but it's about giving love. If you give love, you would never have to worry about being loved. You would be giving love, and that's where all the joy of loving comes from. Right, here we go, come on. One, two, three. And it seemed to cause a chain reaction. Momentum, it was gaining traction. It was all the rage, it was all the fashion. The outreach hands had resemblance. Thank you. All right, thanks everybody. I forgot my blood, I'm sorry. When I saw you guys, and I fucked that up. Damn, I'm glad you had enough blood to go around. I forgot that that's my song, but where we bleed together. All right, here we go. This song is based on some real life events that sort of happened, and while this song was sort of becoming a song, I was able to inject actual lives with some little bit of exaggeration just to make it sound cooler. This first verse was about when Steven got a spider bite on his hand. He had gone to one of these overnight clinic things where you go, you know, like when you have poison ivy or something. And the doctor there said that the infection had progressed too far, and that he thought the only solution to saving Stephen's life was to cut off his hand. Well, what a horrible thing it would be. I mean, everybody loves their fucking perfect, working, magnificent hands. I know we all love our hands. They just let us do everything that you want. I mean, you get to pick your nose and grab boobs and play music, and I mean, it just, you don't even fucking think about it. Then you think everything that you do is about them. So anyway, aren't we glad that Stephen has his hands? Aren't we glad? Aren't we glad? I'm glad that it didn't poison him, and I'm glad that he's alive, and I'm glad that he's hopefully gonna make music for the next 1,000 fucking years. Come on. Stephen is immortal. Stephen is the great immortal. So this first verse is about Stephen. I love Stephen. When you got that to lose your arm would surely upset your mind. A poison that could reach your heart from there. I was glad that it didn't destroy you. How sad that would be. Thank you. second verse without Michael. I'm glad his strange accident didn't injure him or kill him or make it so he couldn't play music with us. I hope that Michael lives 1,000, 10,000 more years as well. When you had that accident in your car, that whole thing just really seemed too bizarre. Dodging holes and telephone poles to the dash.
Thank you.
How's everybody doing, huh? All right, some of you were waiting in line, and you saw, I believe it was me and Stephen and Derek with, I don't know if you recognize who that was some members of Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros. Come on, motherfuckers, come on. Now, we played a show with them. Chile somewhere, yeah, in Santiago, Chile, yeah. And we all had a good time together, and I said, you know, we're playing this thing at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery, and we want to do something as the sun is coming up in the morning in between these two shows. And so I'm telling you now, in case you were thinking you were going to do some drugs or not do some drugs for the second half of this show, you're going to decide that you're going to stay up all night. We're going to do a song in front of the bell tower. We think at about 6:15 in the morning. And you're all welcome to be there with us. And then we're all going to have some breakfast, and we're going to go home and go to sleep, and then come back for tomorrow night. So if that changes the plan that you thought you were going to do for the rest of the night, Right. All right, this is a weird song about insects. Thanks, everybody. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. like those fucking lights back there. That was some cool shit. Man. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. What is the come on, come on. What is the life that you have shining? Thank you.
purposeful way. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. How's everybody doing, huh? Come on, motherfuckers. Come on, come on, come on. Yeah, so we do this whole record. We do it right in the order that the songs happen on the record, and so you get used to just listening to things on your iPod, and it just sort of happened. But we're going all the way through. Oh, Superman! Yeah.
Yes.
You want to do it, man? Yes. I have to get ready for this one. We would play these songs a lot back when Saul Fulton came out, and we still play them in our regular set. But when we play them all together, and we sit in this mood for a while. Some of these songs, for me, they kind of fuck me up, because I kind of remember what was happening when we came up with these songs, and when I was, I don't know, your subconscious sometimes knows so much more about what you are than the front part of your mind, and I think... I think when we were doing it, you just think, oh, we're just writing songs. And I hope people like them. And then, thank you. And then they go out into the world, and they meaning gets attached to them. And then they mean more even to us. They mean all this stuff. And we were on tour when we got the news that one of our friends, this was a while back, one of our friends, Elliot Smith, I don't know, for whatever the reason, we don't really know what happened, whether he'd taken his own life or what happened. But we knew him for a long time, and he always seemed to have trouble getting to the point where he was able to be happy for very long, and we would always remark about how it always felt as though he was waiting for something maybe to come and save him or change him or something. And you know, you can't wait. You know, there's something may not come along, and we kind of have to help each other best we can through these these times when we just don't know if it's all worth doing. And so when we sing this song, when I sing this song, I really hope that it doesn't remind you of some horribly vulnerable time in your life. I hope it reminds us that life occasionally is too fucking heavy. But somehow singing a song or something doesn't change it immensely, I think. But it changes it just enough that we endure it and we say, okay, this is what we have. So, I'm with you. I didn't need you to agree. Is it getting heavy? But then I realize, is it getting heavy? Well, I thought it was already as heavy as can be. Is it overwhelming to use a crane to crush a fly? It's a good time for Superman to lift the sun into the sky. Cause it's getting heavy. Well, I thought it was already as heavy as can be. Tell they should try to hold on the best they can. He hasn't dropped them, forgotten them, or anything. It's just too heavy. Is it getting heavy? Well, I thought it was already as heavy as can be. Tell they should try to hold on the best they can. He hasn't dropped them, forgotten them, or anything. It's just too heavy for Superman.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. All right. What are we doing, huh? Come on, come on, come on, come on. go. Here we go. Come on.
One, two, three, four.
Putting on the clothes you washed away, and as you folded up the shirts you hesitated, and it goes fast, you think of time. Suddenly, everything has changed.
All right.
Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Thank you.
Yes, Wayne. The last time we played this, Ray broke the gong.
Yeah!
His enthusiasm cannot be contained.
Come on, come on, come on. We've only got a few songs left. We just have a few. This is another one of those songs that there sometimes we don't really think or know if we should play it. Because I think there's sometimes it's such a horrible realization to think that all this stuff in your life is going away little by little, and that you are going away little by little. And I suppose standing here, we're not on top of any graves right here, but there are this whole big giant field here is full of, I guess, you know, the stuff that's left over after people have been alive. A lot of the people here, if you look at the graves and the dates and things that are on the stones and stuff, a lot of them lived for a long fucking time, you know? There's some people here that are over like 100 years old, you know? And I guess, you know, that's really feeling yourself disintegrate little by little, little by little. And then there's some people here that are young. And, you know, it reminds you that I mean, a lot of times this standing here, it's kind of a celebration of life. You know, we do bury people, but the idea that we're celebrating their life, we're not really just here to make a point that they're gone. But this song fucks with me as well. It just, there's a point in it where you kind of realize, oh yeah, I'm talking about dying. I know. Fuck it. I know. What can we do? I know. All right, Cliff, start us off.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody! All right, come on, come on, come on! Come on. Thank you. We've got a giant butterfly. Yeah, come on. Yes. Thanks, everybody. Thank you. Oh, come on, you gotta sing the yeah, yeah song with us. Come on, I know it's late, but come on, motherfuckers. We gotta get going. Come on. Thank you.
Yes.
Come on, everybody. Come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. We have one more song. We have one more song, and thank you guys for coming to the cemetery with us tonight. And we'll see some of you in the morning. Please come in the morning. We'll all watch the sun come up together, all right? And some of you will see tomorrow night, and we'll have our time together in this wonderful graveyard. So come on, motherfuckers, come on. Come on, we love you. We love you, come on, come on. And in stereo sound, all of your goodbyes, let them know you realize that life goes fast. It's hard to live, but good things last. You realize the sun doesn't go down. That's just an illusion.
Hi, everybody. See you in the morning.